Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
New study finds no mobile phone use cancer link. The incidence of brain cancer in Australia has been relatively stable over three decades, a new study led by the University of Sydney has found. This finding is counter to claims of electromagnetic radiation by mobile phones aired on the ABC program Catalyst earlier this year, which attracted widespread criticism. The study authors claim that despite the near complete uptake of mobile phones among Australians, the devices which emit electromagnetic radiation are not shown to increase cases of brain cancer. All diagnosed cases of cancer in Australia have to be registered. The new paper, drawing on this resource, has found no link to brain cancer and mobile phone use. It follows studies overseas which also found no evidence that mobile phones cause brain cancer.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. You've probably seen some of the discussion concerning the WIA letter to the ACMA regarding updating our licence conditions. There seem to be a few streams of thought around the content. The 22 pages represent a condensation of the parameters which the regulator wishes to apply and the advances which the Institute believes are achievable, drawn out from previous discussions. I think we have to agree that the whole field of electronic technology has moved on since the current Governing Act came into force. Similarly, there has been a transition from examinations to assessments, from intellectual to competency-based learning. So what it seems is that the skills needed to integrate into this hobby are evolving with the technology. There are people who retain a claim to maintaining older types of recognition, and there are others who believe we should be adopting the latest means of online assessment and licensing, the instant amateur, so to speak. We have to recognise that the rapid evolution of technology and the expansion of wireless data services is demanding more spectrum to accommodate its needs. The international conferences set the framework for national bodies to construct a system which suits local needs but coordinates with international agreements. The first part of this century has seen the expansion of digital technology, and software-defined radio is a pertinent example of this. Testing has to reflect what is required to suitably use the amateur radio spectrum and do this in the most effective manner in line with current educational practice. Now, if all this seems complicated, spare a thought for those burning the midnight oil on our behalf. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.